This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Before I introduce my guest to you, I want to set the stage for this, if I may. In the military, you see the things, and you may see the things that may be, you know, made into movies or something, or some very key military events. And then within the military, there are key military events that most of the time the military members speak about, and they refer to it as like the My Lai incident, Somalia. Well, tonight you're going to hear about something that most of you may not have ever heard of. And this is one of those incidents that exists within the military, but everybody should know about it because the military is fielded by the people of the United States, at least on the United States side. So this is what you guys should know about things that happen to our military personnel. So joining me tonight to discuss this, and this incident is referred to as Extortion 17, was actually the name of a flight, okay, is joining me again is Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union and his guest, Ryan Flager. Good evening, gentlemen. You know, when I was in the military, we referred to the stuff we were doing as chalks, and like Extortion 17 would either have been a chalk or one of the aircraft. Is that the way the nomenclature works today?
Correct. We have you, Ryan? Are you there, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm here.
You can go ahead and answer that.
For my platoon, we actually called it Extortion 17, but everyone else calls it Extortion 17. It's the same thing.
A lot of misconceptions about that particular flight, but if you would, if please set the stage for why this is an incident in the U.S. military.
Well, Bill, let me back up a step.
Sure, please.
Let me tell you how we got here,
okay.
And what caused me to, you know, reach out to Ryan and ask him to join us tonight. So, well, you know, once again, thanks for having me, Bill. It's good to be here for sure.
Yes, sir. And
I'm really happy to be able to share this story because it's such an important story. But, you know, in addition to all the awesome apparel that we carry, you know, year-round at Pipe Hitters Union each week, you know, we've got a limited edition design, and we talk about it, and we typically tie it to, you know, that episode. Well, this week is no different, but it's really quite a bit different. And, you know, we all have special dates. Most people know the big, you know, special holidays, Labor Day, Memorial Day, and, you know, all of those kind of dates. But most veterans, we've got a list of other significant dates, and many of those dates involve the loss of, you know, our brothers and sisters and, you know, our team members. And as you and many of your listeners know, I spent, a significant bit of time at SEAL Team 6. And personally, I've got a very long list of significant dates. And for me, one of those dates is August 6th of 2011. And tonight, we've already spoken to Ryan, but we've got a very special guest that also has a very personal connection to this date. But before we get right into that story, I want to tell you a little bit about Ryan Flager. He served more than 6 years as an Army Ranger. He was with the 75th Ranger Reg, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, went on to work for the State Department, and now he's a businessman and an author. So quite accomplished, been there, done that, and I would say he's a certifiable, but can I say that, Bill?
What's that?
Can I say he's a bad...
He's a bad mother, shut your mouth. We got
there
to go away, Shaft.
So he's a certifiable bad mother, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting right to it, Ryan. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. And I don't want to waste any time, so I kind of want you to jump right into the story and share with me, Bill, and all the listeners why August 6th of 2011 is so significant to you. But wait, before you get started, Bill, I need your help. I need you to do me a favor.
Certainly.
I don't want to run into the hard break, so would you please give us a two-minute and one-minute warning so that Ryan knows how to wrap things up?
You want me to do it the same way you would exit an aircraft?
It sounds like a plan, Stan.
Go for
it. Hit it, Ryan. The floor is yours.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Lincoln. Hey, Bill, I just want to thank you. It's not often that Patriots get to share their story. So I want to thank you for allowing me to explain the truth. And so what happened that night was it was my platoon. It was our night to go out. So we landed in a tangy valley. It's one of the worst valleys in Afghanistan. We took two Chinooks. We landed in a farm field approximately 2 kilometers away from our target building. And as we're landing, it's nighttime. As we're landing, we're getting out. There's a brownout. There's dirt everywhere, hard to see. And in our radios, we hear we got 6 armed combatants with AK-47s, RPGs. They're coming down the road in our direction. So we make it to the road. We take a knee. We call for fire, which means we had 2 Apache gunships come in and, you know, they do their gun run. They do 2 passes. They kill the 6 armed combatants. We slowly make our way on the only route to our target building, which, just for your listeners to understand and get the gist of everything, this road we actually briefed not to walk on because it's just riddled with IEDs, right? So we're slowly skirting away. We send 1 small element to clear the bodies, and then we send the rest of the element to the target compound. We clear the bodies. We hit the compound. We get a couple guys that we're going after. So far, it's a good mission. No Rangers are hurt, and actually, there's been no gunfight at this time, other than the Apaches doing their job. So we start clearing multiple other compounds, And I mean, this goes on for 2 hours. We clear the village. But what happened was, let me take a step back, is as we were infilling, we had a 2 guys run from the village, and they ran 5 kilometers north around the hillside, pretty much on a
2 minutes. You just keep on going.
Hey, Ryan, just know that when you get to the 2 minutes, you don't need to wrap this up in 2 minutes. Just get to a good place that we can go into the break, and then we'll pick it up when we come back for break.
Totally. So, I mean, we're clear and secure. Our compound's good, and we're getting to wrap it up. And then out of the blue, we hear the most loudest explosion I've ever heard in my entire life. It echoes through the canyon. And the first thing that went through my mind was, like, what was that? Like, I had no idea what it was. And then my PL radios down to us, hey, all key leaders, meet me at the target compound. We come down there. And then next thing you know, we have a radio call coming in saying, hey, you have a bird down in your area. Go secure it. I get the grid. And just so everybody knows, I was a routes guy for my platoon. I was in charge of the helicopter landing zones and the routes. So I get the grid. We go to the main road that led through the valley, and we are preparing ourselves for a follow-on mission. We're technically wrapping up our mission, and now we have a follow-on mission. The radio calls that came through was you have a bird down, possible survivors, and that was it. And it's 5 kilometers north. So we loaded, we got everybody on the road and we started heading out. Now, it took us 45 minutes to get there, and we had to take the road that was briefed, do not take the road because of all IDs, but we had no choice. So we're on this road. We're running, we're jogging, we're stumbling. We have a bunch of Rangers throwing up. It was pretty difficult to get there.
I didn't give the 1 minute warning. I'm sorry, I was looking at something else. You guys hang on. We're hearing
hold it. Rangers throwing up.
Rangers throwing up. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union and Ryan Flager, author and businessman. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Lincoln Osiris and Ryan Flager, and we're hearing the story of Extortion 17 or Extortion 17. You know, I knew better than that, Ryan, because I started out in communications, and I know that I should be saying 17, but I've been one of those candy guys for 28 years now, so please forgive me.
Well, Ryan, I don't want to hold you up, man. I want to hear You're running up this road. Everybody is doing the best they can do to get there. You're dodging IEDs. Everybody's stumbling. It's dark. You're doing the best you can. Guys are puking. They're working so hard to get there. Take it from there.
Man, that route was, most people don't understand how hard it was to get there. As soon as we get off the road, we get into a bunch of orchards, a bunch of farm fields, and you have to remember, I mean, we got night vision, it's dark out, can't really see that great. And we're going towards the grid location. I'm leading out, and we hit this one farm field, and every single one of us just kept falling. It was wet. It was muddy. There's a bunch of irrigation everywhere. I remember falling so hard, my night vision turned off, and I said that quick prayer, turn them off, turn them back on. Thank God they came back on. We found a little.
And everybody needs to remember, you're working as hard as you possibly can because lives are in danger.
Correct. Now, we had a radio call come in saying possible survivors, and obviously there's Taliban in the area, and our main job was to get there before the Taliban got there. That is why we had guys puking while they're running because we're hustling. And we get approximately 300-400 meters away, and I can see the smoke. I can see the light from the flames. And what happened was the helicopter crash landed in a dried riverbed, so it was a little bit hard to see. And as we approach, a bunch of rangers and myself get online. Some are in the riverbed. Some are on the sides of the riverbeds, and we clear through. As we're clearing through, we're yelling to see if there's any survivors. We set up a patrol base, and we secured a location. The flames were so high, like 10-foot flames, we could barely get to, barely stand next to it. The heat was so bad. And we secured the location. It's still nighttime. We're waiting. Now, you have to understand, I mean, like, we're exhausted. And the sun comes up. We stay there all day. We secured a crash. We had an element come in. They drive in. They got hit multiple times by IEDs. We secured all the bodies. We got everybody out so the families have, you know, their loved ones back home to bury. And then the nighttime comes again, and then another Ranger platoon relieves us. And, I mean, the biggest success was getting there before the Taliban got there, because there was icon chatter saying, the Taliban's moving in. We got there. We secured it. We got everybody out. It was a pretty difficult mission. I mean, that's the short version. There's obviously a ton of details to this, but I mean, Lincoln, have you ever heard that version of that story?
You know, I've heard, and you know, I'm going to ask you this. It's a tough question to ask, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you this. I've heard quite a few versions of the story. And this is a very tough story for me to hear, just because I'm so close to the, close to these guys. But it's no secret that this story is surrounded by conspiracy theories. There are quite a few, and I'd like to hear it, you know, straight from a guy that was there on the ground. You know, what are your thoughts about the conspiracy theories?
Yeah, so. I mean, I've read, I've listened to all those conspiracy theories, and what's funny is they all come from people who weren't there. They all come from people, a lot of these people weren't even in the military, let alone special operations, and believe it or not, none of them are true. What happened that night was an act of war. The SEALs did not die in vain. They were actually taking the fight to the enemy. I have proof of all that, and that's pretty much why I wanted to even talk about this, to write about this, is because that's one of my motivations, was to tell the truth, to set the story straight. And
so, Ryan, I'm glad you just said that.
Family.
So that leads me to my next question. So, Ryan, and Bill, you know how it is. You're sitting around, you're hanging with your boys, everybody's got a story to tell, and it never fails. Someone says, dude, you should write a book. I cannot tell you how many times people have told me to write a book, but I've barely got time to brush my hair that I don't have on my bald head in the morning. I'm so busy. But I'm going to be honest with you, Ryan. Like, this story, it's hard for me to hear. It's hard for me to think about. I usually get choked up when I'm talking about it. And I've got to ask you, like, just man to man, you know, combat vet to combat vet, what motivated you to write this book with this story in it?
Well, a lot of the stories I was hearing just wasn't true, so that kind of made me angry.
2 minutes.
Since I was there, I was like, man, I just got to get the true story out, because the true story is that those SEALs actually were doing their job. They actually were taking the fight to the enemy. They did not die in vain, and that should bring peace to their family. That's how, if I died overseas, that's how I would want to be remembered. I don't want my story twisted for some type of agenda. And that was the initial motivation that brought it. And then I want to talk about, like, the realities of war, and that both sides lose people, and that's just a fact. And that and then most importantly, I believe by telling the true story of Extortion 17 is that it's actually going to bring honor to the fallen SEALs that were there. They would want the truth put out. And that we should actually, the memorial of these guys should be remembered, that they were taking the fight to the enemy. That these other false stories are
just
that, lies are false. And I believe that by me doing this, it's actually bringing honor to those SEALs. And not only that, but it's bringing closure to the family. And believe it or not, the true story is actually way better than all these other stories.
You know, I would have to agree with you, Ryan, that so when we put out these commemorative T-shirts like we do for Extortion 17, we just got contacted yesterday by Staff Sergeant Hamburger, his parents. He was one of the gunners on the bird and that died that night, and they just kept telling us over and over how appreciative they were for us to, you know, remember him. So I think you should pat yourself on the back for taking this story and bringing it to the American people.
No, it was definitely a heavy choice.
Hold it right there, the heavy twist. I'm just having a good time listening to it. It's been a long time since I got to hear this kind of cross talk.
No, that's actually
talking to Ryan Plager and Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump met with the President of the EU to discuss a fairer trade deal. Now, after that meeting, the President addressed the media.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods. Thank you. We will also work to reduce barriers and increase trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products, as well as soybeans. Soybeans is a big deal. And the European Union is going to start almost immediately to buy a lot of soybeans. They're a tremendous market. Buy a lot of soybeans from our farmers.
Also today in Washington, President Trump said he would not host Russian President Vladimir Putin in Washington until 2019. This is USA Radio News.
Money.
Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking with the increasingly media time management savvy Lincoln Osiris from Pulp Hitters Union, and from his guest Ryan Flager, who is telling us the story of Extortion 17 and why he's. Can we talk about the kind of things that you have to while you're telling the story before we end this this hour? You're actually going through something to be able to write this book, aren't you?
I mean, yeah, totally. Well, there's a lot of American lives that were lost at this on this event,
right?
And the process of writing a book is actually, it can be kind of difficult at times. And, if you guys want to, if you follow me, you'll get updates as it goes. I can't give out all the details, obviously, but, there's a lot of detail and, government approval that has to come. And then,
how difficult has that been? I mean, I'm sure you've got to submit this to the Pentagon and get approval like everybody else that I know that's written a book. How has that process been?
It's very, very time consuming. It can be frustrating at times, definitely. And, I mean, we all want something fast, but I literally have poured a lot of time and heart and the story is actually, it means a lot to me because, For everybody listening, this is actually the biggest catastrophe in the global war on terror. We lost 30 Americans in one mission. This wasn't a course of a week or a month or 6 months. This was literally one night. 30 Americans were lost. And
so, Ryan, I'm glad you bring that up. And we've talked about, you know, how you got there. You know, the mission, your initial mission, and then your follow-on mission to get there, how you guys secured the crash and recovered the bodies. But can you tell everyone, kind of bring everyone up to speed on what those frogs were doing out that night?
Yeah, definitely. Just take a step back on, like, why Rangers were working with SEALs and all that. My platoon, we were stationed at Bob Schenck, and my platoon was actually designated as a support element for those SEALs, and the SEALs came up with a great idea of rotating missions. So So the SEALs would go out, we would stay back as QRF, and then the next night we would go out and they would stay back as QRF. And that way our QRF was actually quick. We knew each other's missions and we could work hand to hand.
And for everyone that doesn't know, QRF is a quick reaction force. But go on, Ryan.
Correct. But what everybody gets wrong is actually on this night, the SEALs were not QRF. They were the interdiction team. The QRF on this night was the BSO, like the battle space owners, just like the regular Army. And the reason why we had to change that was because every time we go on a mission, the enemy would run to another village or something. So we had to designate a interdiction team. And that is why they were determined or designated as the interdiction team and not QRF, because they're better used that way, right? And so when we landed on that mission, we had two guys from our village flee north. And that's when the SEALs decided to launch and go after those two dudes. They were doing their job.
You guys called in these two squatters, and they launched the interdiction team, and those guys took off to go find out what these two squatters were doing.
Correct. A big misconception is that we were in a firefight pinned down and we called in QRF. That's not the case. The case was we had two guys that ran from the village to another village, and the SEALs launched to go get them. Now, what you have to understand is that this village, Tengi Valley, is one of the worst valleys in Afghanistan. America has literally removed a base from that valley because of how bad it is. And we went in there, and I mean, and we lost those guys that way. It's part of, a lot of people don't understand, like, how could this happen? It's literally, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, to be honest. We're in a war zone. I think a lot of people forget that because it's not on the news every night. Afghanistan is a war zone. It's still going on. These guys did not die in vain. That's probably the biggest issue I have with everything. There's a lot of people saying they were, you know, all these other lies and stories. And I just want to clear the air that these guys did not die in vain. They were actually doing their job. They're taking the fight to the enemy. And I actually love working with these guys. These were probably the best group of SEALs I've ever worked with. And I've worked with multiple. And
so let me ask you another question, Ryan. So obviously you've decided to write this book as a way to kind of pay tribute to these guys and honor these guys by putting the truth out there and allowing everybody to realize this truth. But I've got my own demons. We've all got demons. Some of us come home from the war and handle those demons better than others. But has this, man, and I mean this, like, wholeheartedly, I really want to know the truth here. Has this, writing this book, been therapeutic for you, or has it been a hell for you to write this book? Because I don't know how I would feel trying to get through writing a book like this.
That's funny you say that. I would say it's a little bit of both. And what a lot of people don't understand is that, like, how much the Rangers actually went through leading up to that mission, during that mission, and then we stayed in Afghanistan for months afterwards, continuing to do missions. And we actually lost two Rangers during that same deployment. A lot of people don't understand that, and they never heard that story. And I got all that. And I think the people need to realize, like, how much sacrifice and how relentless these Rangers really were. And and just to clear the air that those SEALs were, you know, how great they were. They had that warrior spirit. They're going after the enemy, and that's how they died. And I think when people read this, they're gonna have an understanding, and they're gonna appreciate it. I think it's gonna be great.
You know, it's kind of crazy to me that this is the, as you said, this is the single largest event, loss of life, for Americans in the entire GWAT, the Global War on Terror. And this is a story that's not told. Nobody really knows, unless you're really kind of in the community, most people don't know about this story.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the big issue. And that's like that with a lot of we see that with a lot of government, you know, stories or missions. It always comes out years later. And that's kind of what's going on right now with me writing the book. Now, there are other books about it, but what you have to understand is I always like, if an event happened, let's go to the guys who were on the ground. Let's go to the guys who were there. Let's go to the guys who actually did the mission, and let's get the story from them. And that's the true story, right? The guys who were
right.
there, the guys who were making the radio calls, the decisions, the planning. And you really get an insider view. And that's what I'm trying to explain to people. And
1 minute.
I mean,
so let me tell you what, before I'm going to take this last minute from you, Ryan, and we'll come back from break, and I've got another very significant question that I want to talk about. But before we go to break, I want to remind all the listeners that maybe have tuned in before, since I, you know, introduced you in the first segment. We're talking to Ryan Flager, served more than 6 years as an Army Ranger. He was with the 75th Ranger Regiment, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, went on to work for the State Department, and now he's a businessman and he's written a book. That book is currently being reviewed by the Pentagon, and hopefully it'll hit the shelves soon, and we're really looking forward to that. So we come back from break. I've got some more questions for you. Bill, Mike is yours.
Well, I don't know why. You did that perfectly. We'll be right back. My guest is Lincoln Osiris. Soon he'll be taking over the show. It'll be Lock and Load, Lincoln Osiris. And his guest, Ryan Flager. This is Lock and Load.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this is the last time on the firing line. I am talking to Lincoln Osiris and his guest. And we are discussing Extortion 1-7. And I want to tell both of you guys something because you're younger than me, okay? Lincoln, the job you did, the business you were in, 99% of the people are never going to do it. And that's why people like you are very necessary. Mr. Flager, the stuff you did, the stuff you're trying to do, you're doing some good stuff. So, you know, when you sit around, and I know, especially you, Lincoln, I know that this affects you deeply. And at the same time, I would simply tell you that you did more good than you can ever imagine.
Well, I can tell you what, Bill, that's why I'm really appreciative for Ryan joining us tonight, because I couldn't get through this on my own.
The thing we need to point out that you haven't articulated, let me articulate this for people. When these young fellas go out on an operation like this, when they go and they recover the bodies of their people that they were just speaking to an hour and a half before while they were maybe getting a briefing or something before they do it, they go get their friends, they bring them back under, you know, some withering circumstances, and the next morning everybody expects them to do the job again. And this is the kind of psyche that has to permeate an American military operator.
I'm glad you say that, Bill, because to be honest, that kind of leads me directly into my next question. So, Ryan, you know, the vast majority of Americans only know what they see on the big screen, you know? They're cool guys, you know, they've got all the movies, we're kicking down doors and, you know, overcoming, you know, the worst of worst, and, you know, we're getting stuff done. But I don't think most people truly understand the toll that war takes on an individual. And way, way, way beyond that, what it's like to experience such a tragedy, but to have no other option but to turn off your emotion and get to work. Like you don't get to call a timeout, you know. It's you just switch it on and you get to work. So what I'd really like to know is, you know, I'd like you to kind of talk about your personal struggle and the struggle that your platoon went through on the rest of that deployment, because you had quite a bit of time still left in country. So can you share some of that with me?
Yeah, just to paint the picture, what goes on is, like, when we go back to base, a lot of a lot of people think that's like you're safe. The base that we were at, we were getting rocketed every day, and people were getting hurt while we're at base. So let alone, not only are we going on missions and targets, but when we're sleeping, we're getting woken up by rockets landing next to our tents and stuff. So it's a constant high-stress environment. It's a constant, just a never-ending battle pretty much going on. And what I pretty much paint in my book is that the Rangers leading up to that mission, Extortion 1-7, and that, you know, the whole horrible event that took place. And then we actually, the next mission, Lincoln, we actually went back into the same valley and we lost the Ranger. A lot of people don't know that story, and that's the story I write. And then we had an amount, I say 10 to 12. I'm not going to give away all the details and everything, but we had a huge amount of Rangers get wounded. We had two Rangers, killed during that deployment. And like I said, like when we go back to base, we're just getting rocketed. I mean, every day. And it's just a constant struggle, constant battle. And pretty much the way you deal with it is that's where the brotherhood is formed. And that's where, you know, your friends become more than just friends. And that's where you start to become actual, the whole brotherhood. And that's why I try to convince guys. I'm like, man, it doesn't matter how young you are, if you think the war is coming to an end, it's not. Like, you need to join. You need to experience that brotherhood. And I don't regret it at all. I recommend it to all these young guys. And if there's any advice out there for anybody, I went through some hard stuff, some bad stuff, but those experiences, that brotherhood, that connection, I mean, where else can I get that?
You know, Ryan, it's interesting to hear you say that, because so my wife, she's got a lot of friends. Me, I just work and I do the family thing and I keep to myself. And of course, when my wife drags me along to like social events with her, whether it's the, you know, her CrossFit events or to dinners and this and that, she's always telling me, Hey, you know, you're always, you know, up here at a level 10, I need you to bring it down to like a level 3 or 4 around my friends until they get to know you, 'cause they're just going to think you're crazy. But I don't have really many friends around, you know, around our area. And my wife's always like, well, you know, what about, you know, these people or these people? I'm like, no, they're not my people. They're not my brothers. Nobody's ever going to compare. Nobody's ever going to fall in, like, you know, measure up. The bar is really, really high. And I know it takes a person like you to, you know, to understand that. My wife, you know, she gets it, but most people, you know, and I think she gets it because, you know, I've set her straight so many times, but I think, you know, it takes somebody special to really understand, you know, where I'm coming from when I say that. The brotherhood, it's a real thing.
Yeah, definitely. And what a lot of people need to understand is, like, I barely scratched the surface of this story. This is really just an aerial view. There's so much detail and so much stuff that goes into the story that, I mean, I can talk for 2 hours. I wish you guys would give me 2 hours just to talk about this.
You can come back.
I'll tell you what, though, Ryan, before we're done, I would like you to tell us, like, right now, if people are interested in this book, if people are interested in checking you out, where do they find you? Like, I'm sure you're on social media. How do they find you? How do they look you up? How do they learn more about what's going on?
Yeah, really. I mean, the only way to really follow me in the book is on Instagram. Just type in Ryan Flager in the Instagram, and I'll continue to post updates when they come. And just follow me on there. And as I get updates from the government or from, you know, other sources, I'll post it. I'll keep you guys updated. And then when we get a final release date, bam, it's good to go. And and Bill and Lincoln, I'll give you guys the first couple copies. Sound good?
Now, I'm always up for that. I'm always up for that.
How much time do we have left, Bill?
You have 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right. Well, I don't know if I can spend 2 minutes and 20 seconds, you know, thanking you, because that'd be a whole lot of thanks. But I truly want to tell you how appreciative that I am to you for allowing us the benefit of your platform to share these stories. Like last week we had Dave, an 18 series that came on, and we talked, you know, 100-year-old poetry, you know, for an hour, and how that relates to, you know, combat nowadays and small units.
I think it is very important for these kind of stories to get out, simply because I look around and I see a lot of military veterans that are asking me for a $20 bill. And I can't abide that. And I think, you know, for some of these civilians, I think for the people who's never served, I think they need to understand that military veterans, no matter what they did, I mean, there are some that were definitely, you know, higher speed, but everybody served in the military. Everybody felt the call and then listened to it and gave it up, gave up their youth. They're owed more than they're getting. So.
And you know something, Bill, we all, like, yeah, we did some, I did some high-speed stuff. Ryan did some high-speed stuff. You did some high-speed stuff. But everybody has a part to play. Like,
absolutely,
everybody can't do the high-speed stuff. If we didn't have support guys or, you know, all these other people that were playing their part, the system wouldn't exist. So we need each other. And even now that the war, you know, now that we are home, the war, I mean, boom, the war is still going on. And that's something that I think is very important that I want to remind your listeners, like the GWAT is still in full effect. And that is something that people are already forgetting about. Like, don't, you know, the Red Fridays, remember everyone deployed, like it's a thing. And, you know,
before we run out of time,
those guys.
We got about 15 seconds. Ryan, you're welcome here anytime you like, young fella. Okay.
I appreciate it, Bill. I appreciate
that. Yes, sir. And, of course, Lincoln, it's always a pleasure to have you. Now, you just need to step up and take over the show so I can have some free time, okay? I appreciate that. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be in total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.